Davis in the 1970s thought that 200,000 people in prison was fascistic. Today we have 3.2 million people in the system. This new wave of incarceration began with an attack on the Black freedom movement in the 1960s.
For Johanna Fernandez, a history professor and producer of the film Justice on Trial, which maintains that Mumia Abu-Jamal is innocent, it is time for a national campaign to demand the abolition of the system of mass incarceration of Black and brown people in the United States. The proposed vision for the campaign is that from the systematic repression of Black radicals in the 1960s,
in the 1970s and 80s, with the crisis of deindustrialization, that attack on Black radicals is extended to the masses of African American people. And then you have Latinos, immigrants, Muslims being criminalized and other sections of society. The carceral state is a repressive mechanism to inhibit change and resistance. And it's a way of scapegoating particular groups for the problems both domestically and abroad.
Angela Davis noted that the Occupy Wall Street movement helped reframe the debate about the role of capitalism in people's lives.
This is the first time we've been able to have these kinds of conversations since perhaps the 1930s. That is before I was born. So we're talking not only about a system that's motivated by racism, but an apparatus that is so clearly connected to global capitalism and the profitability of the punishment industry that has developed over the last couple of decades is really central here. And I think people want to hear this.
But liberation, she cautions, is not just from a system.
How can we say that we are for a world without prisons, and then when something like the case of Trayvon Martin comes up, all we do is demand that the perpetrator be prosecuted? So there's a disconnect somewhere. We have internalized this retributive approach. So how do we encourage people to think about not only what is happening in the objective institutions, but what is happening in their hearts?
For Barbara Becknell, a journalist and author who urged clemency for Stanley Tookie Williams before his execution in 2009, there are moments when you know that the system is scared.
We could see 15 snipers poised with rifles pointed at us throughout the entire Occupy San Quentin, not to mention two huge buses with bars to arrest us. So we tricked them. They didn't get to kill us and they didn't get to arrest us, but they were ready for it.
And while for the 99%, the enemy is the top 1%, the most revolutionary component of society is the bottom 1%. According to an Ohio prisoner,
if that bottom 1% stopped working in the prison, he says, not only would it bring down the state prison system, it would actually bring down the whole state economy. Because of all of the profits that are made using the prison labor, if the prisoners just stopped doing what they were told, the whole concept of prison would flip in one heartbeat.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.